well do you know your partner? It's Star 102.7's Lovatron. Loving Harvey Norman's bedroom range.
It's day two of Lovatron today. Your chance to win a $2,500 Harvey Norman betting voucher. We find out how well you know your partner in the lead up to Valentine's Day. Let's meet our two Lovatroners today.
Yeah, our couple this morning is Emily and Daniel. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So you guys have been together how long?
About 2 years.
Near on 2 years.
Got you. Right.
Okay.
On. 2 years.
2 years. That's. Are you living together? You got any plans to maybe tighten it up and get engaged or anything like that?
A lot of pressure, David.
Hopefully. We're building a house.
Oh, wow. How's that going? Because that can be a really stressful time for couples.
Lowly.
Who's normally the one that gets to choose the colours and the fittings of things?
Well, this is the part we thought we were going to kill each other.
Oh, well done. Good teamwork.
All right, what we're going to do is, Daniel, we're about to put you in a soundproof booth. Emily, we're going to ask you 5 questions just about your relationship, find out how well you do know each other. And then, Daniel, we're going to bring you back out, ask you the same questions and see if your answers are the same. Are we good to go?
Yep.
All right, Dan, we're going to say goodbye to you, mate. We'll be back to you shortly, just putting you into the soundproof booth. So Dan is now gone. Emily, it's just you, me, and Inky and Cairns.
Ems, what do you call Dan? Is he babe, bubba, sweets?
Usually babe.
Okay,
that's not one of your questions.
No, not at all. But I love that, you know, some people got pet names.
Yeah, that's right.
Not Schmoopy. Could be one of them. Righto.
No, you're Schmoopy.
Question number one. Where did you and Dan meet?
Funny enough, my friend was looking at buying a car and we went into his office and I said he was good looking and she said, I dare you to add him on Facebook. And I said, I don't want to do that because he's going to think I'm a stalker. Anyway, she gave me crap the whole day. So I followed him on Instagram and then we went for a day at the Riley and the rest is history.
Lovely.
Beautiful.
Very corny, I know.
It's not corny. That's awesome.
No. Question number two. What is Dan's most annoying habit?
Probably when he goes to sleep, if he's really thirsty, he makes these really weird noises and he doesn't get a drink. It kind of sounds like he's dying. I have to hit him a few times, get some water.
So he makes weird noises when he's asleep, when he's thirsty, but he won't get up and drink.
But no, he won't. It sounds like he's half dying on me. I'm like, you need to get up and have a drink.
Why doesn't he wear a camel pack to bed?
Well, I always have a water bottle next to me, but he never does. Every now and then he might bring one.
Sometimes I do get it. Sometimes you just don't want to get out of bed. Doesn't matter if you need to wee, go to the toilet, you're too thirsty. It's like, I'm not moving. Question number three, Ems.
What are you afraid of?
What am I afraid of?
Yeah. Mm.
What are your fears or a fear?
Losing him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's sweet.
Here comes the next question, Ems.
What is his sexiest feature?
His smile. He's got good teeth.
That's beautiful.
Love a good smile. Okay, smile. And your last one, question number five.
What is Dan not very good at?
Probably cleaning the house, just general, vacuum mopping. I usually like to do that myself.
What we'll do is we're going to play a song, Ems. Going to come back in a set. We'll get Daniel out of the soundproof booth and ask him the same questions. Can you hang on, Ems?
Yeah.
It is Lovatron with David Inkey on Star 102.7.